This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, here we go. Bruchim Abba, welcome everyone. We're continuing in Maseches Ksubai, Staff Samach Dalet Amar Aleph. We begin on the bottom of the page. On Samach Gimel Amar Beis, Ika de Amri, another version. What's going on over here? In the first version of the Gemara told us a story that the daughter-in-law of Reb Zvid rebelled. And rebelled means she likes the husband, she just wants to annoy him. So in the interim, she grabbed a silk garment that she brought into the marriage. So Ameymar, Marzutra, Vashi were sitting, Rav Gamda was there as well, and they were deliberating regarding a woman who rebels, whether she loses Beloyosek Hayom in her worn out garments that are extant. And basically, they ruled in favor of Rav Zvid. And Rav Gamda commented, why? Because Rav Zvid is a Gavra Rabba, so you're trying to flatter him. But Rav really wasn't sure that the woman should have to lose her worn-out clothing. So now we're in the second version. Ika de Amri Yasi v'Kamri. Some say that they were sitting and they said, Marda lo hifsida b'laisa, a woman who rebels, she does not lose her worn-out clothing, kayam, and that are extant. Amar lahu Rav Gamda. So Rav Gamda said, Mishum derav Zvid gavra rabahu, afkisule ledina ilave, because Rav Zvid is a great man, we're flipping the din on him. Because in this version, they said that she does not lose her worn-out garments. In that case, even if the husband has it, she would be able to take it away from him. In other words, Tosfos asks, well, because the Gemara says, "Ha Amar of Kahanami boy boy la Rava." Rava had a question about it, v'loy pashut, and he didn't answer it. Now, the question, though, is just because they paskin, she doesn't lose the worn-out garments, but in the interim, the husband has it. So the husband has it. Hamotzvin chavera of araya. So therefore, they really were not ruling against Rev Zvid. So Tosfos says, in other words, Tosfos asked in Toimar, Kivan Dulay Pashat, Hamoitzimei Chaver of Haraya, Kivan de Tafsa, if she grabbed it, Loy Mafkinomina, we should not take it away from her. So, in other words, why is the halacha, what's their complaint against these Rabbanim? Because they said, Marda Loy Hifsida Bloyasa, she doesn't lose it. But still, what's wrong with that psak? It's Rava wasn't sure, so therefore, she should be able to hold on to it. So Tosfos in the first answer, well, there were shirayim that she didn't grab, and now basically you're ruling in her favor. Okay, so what's the bottom line? Says Gemara, Hashda Dolayin Mar Loihachi Vloihachi. Now that it's not clear either way, because Rava was unsure about the psak, Tafsa loy mafkinamina. If she grabs it, we won't take it away from her. Because misafik, if she grabs it, we're not going to take it away from her. Loy tafsa, but if she didn't grab it, loy yavinala. We won't give it to her. So it's like, it's a safik. So if she grabs it, she keeps it. She doesn't grab it, we won't give it to her. Umashhinanla tresar yarchi shasa agita. And we will delay it for 12 months, a year, for her get. What does that mean? So in the interim, we're not going to give her the worn-out clothing. We're not going to take it away from her if she grabbed it. But we're going to delay for 12 months for her get. Why? What does that mean, we're going to delay? We're going to, if she rebels, we're going to swing with her for 12 months. But uvahanach treisar yarch yishasa, in these 12 months, lesle mezoni mibao. She does not have mezoinos from the husband. So we're going to swing with her. Now, even though the Gemara said before that a moiredes, the Mishnah said that we're going to subtract from, we're going to deduct from her ksuba. Rabbi Seinu took a vote and says we're basically going to give it 4 weeks, at which point that we tell her she's going to deplete the whole ksuba. But now the Gemara is saying that in a situation where she has these clothing, we're going to delay for 12 months, hoping to sort of revitalize the marriage. Now, how is this consistent with what we learned earlier? That basically, if she's going to rebel, we either give it, we give her the value of the ksuba, we let her deduct from the ksuba, or the Gemara seems to say the conclusion is that we give her 4 weeks. So under what circumstances are we going to give the woman 12 months? But during these 12 months, she does not have mezoinos from the husband. Says the Gemara, Amar of Tuvi Bar Kisna, Amar Shmuel, Koisvin Igeres Mered Alarusa. Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna said in the name of Shmuel, we write a letter of rebellion on a woman who's an Arusa, who doesn't want to do Nesuin, Ve'in Koisvin Igeres Mered Al Shemeres Yavam. But we won't write a letter of rebellion on a woman who rebels and doesn't want to do Yibam. If she doesn't want to do Nesuin, we're going to write a letter of rebellion. But if she doesn't want to do Yibam, we will not write a letter of rebellion. So Gemara asks, Meisve, how could Shmuel say that? Achas li arusa v'nesua afilu nida v'afilu choyla v'afilu shemer siyavam. But we learned in a braisa, whether she's an arusa and doesn't want to do nesuin, whether she's a nesuin, she doesn't want to have relations, even if she's a nida, even if she's a choyla, or even a shemer siyavam, we will write a letter of rebellion. So how could Shmuel say a Shemeras Yavam, we won't write a letter of rebellion? The Braisa says, we do. Loi kasha. Kan shetava hu, kan shetava hi. It depends who wants it. Here we're talking about, he is saying, I want to do Yibam to you. If he says, I want to do Yibam to you, then it's rebellion. Kan shetavahi, if she says I want to do Yibam, that's not a rebellion. If he wants it, she's rebelling. That's what the Bryce is talking about. When Shmuel says it's not a rebellion, it's talking about when she wants it. So Shmuel said, Koisvin, Ein Koisvin, Igeres Mered, Al Shoimeres Yavam. It's talking about where she wants it. Says Gemara, the Amar of Tachlifa bar Avimi Amar Shmuel, Tava hu niskakin loy. If he's Toiveya, then we get involved. Tava hi, when she is Toiveya, ain niskakin loy. We don't get involved to write Igeres Mered to basically right, to add to her ksuba. So, if she demands Yibam, we will not write any Geras Mered to add to her ksuba. And we're going to see it's because if she demands, she's not commanded on Peri of Arivia. So therefore, she cannot demand Yibam. We'll see, well then, why could she demand Nisuin? Says the Gemara, B'mayu kimta lahad Shmuel.
Chalitza is when the Yavam declines a woman. What's even the Habamina?
No, she's saying, I want you to do Yibam. And he's saying, no, I don't want to do Yibam. So then,
He wants to do Chalitza.
So she is not, he's not considered rebelling.
Why would you think it is? He has an option to do chalitza. Why is that considered? Why is that a chalitza?
We're going to see in the Gemara because, you know, there were times in history where mitzvah siyuvim kaidemes. So, since that was preferable, maybe that's considered a merida. Says the Gemara, B'mayu kimta lahad Shmuel. What are we establishing the din of Shmuel that if on Yibam Shamer Siyavim is not a Meiredes, is that we don't write Igeres Mered b'shatavahi where she's claiming it. Hai koisvin Igeres Mered al Arusa, that which it says we write Igeres Mered on the Arusa. Well, the Arusa is not the one refusing. The Arusa is the one demanding. So it shouldn't say al Arusa. We don't write the Igeres Mered on the Arusa. It's for the Arusa. Li Arusa mi baile. So it says Gemara, no, halai kasha, that's not difficult. Tani le arusa. That's what it says. We could teach that it says le arusa. That when she demands nisuin, then we'll write Igeres Mered. If he delays, we'll add to her ksuba. So now we want to get the exact distinction. Why is it that if she demands Yibam, we won't write a Igeres Mered, or a letter of rebellion, and if she demands nisuin, we will? Maishna shemeres yavam delay amrinan la. Maishna shemeres yavam delay. Why by shemeres yavam do we not write a letter of rebellion? The amrinan la, we say to her, zil go le mifgadis. You're not commanded. We say he's not rebelling. How could you demand yibam? You're not commanded in Puria Verivia. So then how could she demand the sunna rusanami? Name Allah, say to her, zil go. Leimifkidus, you're not commanded. Ela beba machmas taina. It must be she's coming with a taina of why she wants him to marry her. The amra, she says, ba'ina chutra liyada. I need a stick for my hand, umara lekfura, and a shovel for burial. I need a kid to lean on. I need someone who's going to bury me. So that's why if she demands nisuin, he's rebelling. Well then, if she demands Yibam and he doesn't want to do it, then he's rebelling. Hachanami Shemeres Yavam Biba Machmas Taina. Isn't the case of Shemeres Yavam where he's tainaing, where she's tainaing, I need someone to lean on and to be bury me. Says Gemara Ela Aidiv Aidi Shetavahu. Let's go back to the original assumption where in both the Braisa and Shmuel we're talking about where he is Toivea Yibam, v'loy kasha, kan lachloitz v'chan liyabim. It depends what he's asking for. If he's asking for chalitza or for yibam, the amara pedasim Rabbi Yochanan, tava lachloitz niskakan lai. When Shmuel said, Ein koisvin igeres mered al shemeres yavam. We don't write ein igeres mered. That's when. Again, we have a sira. Shmuel says we don't write igeres mered, and we have a brisa that we do write an igeres mered. So what's the answer? Kan lachloitz v'kan liyabim. The amar Rab Pedasam Rabbi Yochanan. Tava lachloitz niskakan lai. The brisa that she's considered rebellion is where he's saying du chalitza. So if she refuses it, so she's rebelling. Tava liyabim, but if he demands ibam, ein iskakan lai. We don't force it. So now let's understand that. Why is it that if she refuses chalitza, she's a rebel, and if she refuses ibam, she's not a rebel? Says Gemara, Maishna liyabim dolai. Why? What's different that we don't force Yibam? Damrinon le, we say to him, how could you force her to do Yibam? Marry someone else. Zilvanasav itzachrita. Go marry someone else. So when he forces Yibam, so we don't write Igeres Mered because we say go marry someone else. So too, then why in the Braisa do we write an Igeres Mered? If he says, I want you to do chalitza lachlaitz nami namele zilvan asavitza. Why should he force her to do chalitza, go marry someone else? Meaning, if he says, I want to do chalitza, and she says, no, I want to do yibam, then we write igeres mered on her. But why? Again, if he's toiveh her lachloitz, and she refuses to do chalitza, only yibam, so then she's rebelling. But if he's toiveh for yibam, then we don't write igeres mered, because that's not considered rebellion. I mean, if he says, I want you to do yibam, so then we don't force it. If he says, I want you to do chalitza, and she doesn't want, then we write an igeres mered. Why? Why don't we force yibam? Because we say, why should you do yibam? Marry someone else. Let her do chalitza. So if she says, if he says do yibam and she says no, if he says do chalitza and she says no, then also why don't we say go marry someone else? So if he's toivea chalitza, why do we say that under these circumstances we're going to write an igeres mered? Why don't we say go marry someone else? Ela do amar. So he says, no, I'm not going to be able to marry someone else. Kivan da agida bi, if she's attached to me, loikayavli achriti, nobody's going to give me another wife. I'm going to be hard pressed to find a wife if I'm attached to her. So hachanami kim dagidabi loy koyavli achriti. So then by the same token, why is it considered, what's the difference whether he demands yibam or chalitza? The same way chalitza, where he's going to say, well, if she's attached to me, I'm not going to find another wife. So too, if he demands yibam, why can't he say, I can't marry another wife? Nobody's going to give me another wife. She's attached to me. Ela aidi v'aidi shetava liyabim. Both cases are, he's toivea her for yibam. V'loi kasha. There's no difficulty over here. Kan k'mishna rishana, kan k'mishna achroina. Here we're talking about the original Mishnah, where yibam was preferable. And here we're talking about the Mishnah achroina. How so? The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah. Mitzvahs yibam koidemes l'mitzvahs chalitza. Original yibam took precedence over chalitza. Berishoina, in the beginning, shein meskavna shem mitzvah. But achshav shein meskavna shem mitzvah, amru mitzvahs chalitza kodemes l'mitzvahs yibam. So basically, when the Braisa says that if you're that a shomeres yavam is a moiredes, meaning one is talking about in the Mishnah Rishayna where he demands yibam, so if she refuses, so she's a moiredes. That's what the Braisa is talking about. Shmuel is going like the Mishnah Achroina, that if he demands yibam, she's not a moiredes. Why? Because yibam is not the preferable option anymore. So the Braisa is talking according to the Mishnah Rishayna, where yibam was the preferable option, and if you defer it, you're a moiredes. And Shmuel is talking about according to the Mishnah Achroina. Okay. Now, let's continue on. Ad masai hu poiches. Until when does he diminish the money? Because we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph that someone who rebels against the husband, we diminish from her ksuba 7 dinar a week Rabbi Yehuda says seven tarpek. Until her ksuba is up, Rabbi Yossi says, no, we continue to detract because maybe she'll inherit. And if a man rebels against his wife, we add on the ksuba three dinar a week. Rabbi Yehuda says three tarpek. Says Frekta Gemara. My tarpikin, what exactly is a tarpik? Amar Rav Sheshes Astira. An Astira, a Sela. V'kamasir, how much is a Sela? Pagaduzuz, a half a zuz. So a tarpik is a half a zuz. So basically, according to Rabbi Yehuda, seven tarpik is added to her, a tarpik a day, if he doesn't have, if she rebels. Excuse me, if she rebels, we subtract one dinar every day, seven dinar a week. And if he rebels, it's three tarpik a week, which is basically a half a tarpik a day. So you say if it's a half a tarpik a day, then it should come out to three and a half tarpikin. No, because we don't do Shabbos. When he rebels, we don't add on to her ksuba for Shabbos. When she rebels, we subtract from her ksuba on Shabbos. But we don't add on to her ksuba for his rebellion. Amar of Sheshes, Estir v'kama Estira, Paga de Zuza. Tanya Nami Yach, we learned in Brass like this as well. Rehuda Omer, Shloisha Tarpikin, three tarpik, which is Tesha Ma'in, which is nine Ma. And a Ma, basically, Ma v'chitzil choyayim. A ma and a half every day. So we're proving that a tarpik is a half a zuz. Why? Because Yehuda says, how much is three tarpik? Nine ma. And that means if it's nine ma, then it comes out. We said that a tarpik is a half a zuz. So three tarpik is one and a half zuz. And we're saying it's nine ma. So three tarpik is one and a half zuz, which equals nine ma. Now we know that one zuz is six ma. So one and a half zuz is nine ma, which is exactly three tarpik. So this substantiates what we said before, that a tarpik is a half a zuz. Because Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shloisha Tarpikin, Shein Tesha Ma'in, Ma V'chitzi L'chol Yayim. So a tarpik is a half a zuz, which is six ma. Excuse me, zuz is six ma. So a tarpik comes out to be three ma. Because if a zuz is six ma and a tarpik is a half a zuz, so a tarpik is three ma. Okay. Amar le Reb Chiya bar Yosef l'shmo, Maishna ihu di avinu le de Shabbos, Maishna ihu de lai avinu le Shabbos. Why is it that him, we give him for Shabbos, which means if she doesn't want to live with him, we deduct from her ksuba seven tarpik a week. Seven tarpik a week include Shabbos, a tarpik a day. As opposed to when he rebels, we add on to her ksuba three tarpik a week, which is a half a zuz a day, but we're not adding on for Shabbos. We're not giving three and a half tarpik for the week. We're giving three tarpik for the week. So why does he gain for Shabbos and she doesn't gain for Shabbos? Why does we deduct from her ksuba on Shabbos, we don't add to her ksuba on Shabbos? So Gemara says very simple. Ihi demifchas kapachas lemechzikas char Shabbos. Her, where her ksuba is being diminished, it doesn't look like he's being paid on Shabbos. Because it's going down. Her ksuba is going down in value. But he, the Isifi Kaimasvi, but he to add for his her ksuba. In other words, why is it he gets money on Shabbos and she doesn't get money on Shabbos? The answer is she where her ksuba is being diminished, it doesn't look like Schar Shabbos. So therefore, he's getting on Shabbos. He, where he's causing her ksuba to be added to, it looks like Schar Shabbos. Mechzik is Schar Shabbos. So therefore, we do not add to her ksuba on Shabbos. Amar le Reb Chiya bar Yosef l'Shmuel, Ma bein Moriah l'maredas. Why is it that when he rebels, she makes a lot less money than when she rebels? When she rebels, we're deducting 7 a week. When he rebels, we're adding 3 a week. Basically, why does he need the relations more than she does? That's the basic question. Why is it if she refuses relations, so she only gains 3 tarpik a week? But if she refuses relations, so then he gains 7 tarpik a week. So Gemara says, Amalait Seiloman Mishuk Shel Zoynes. Go to the market, go to the house of prostitution. Who pays for who? He's paying for her. So that means he needs it more than her. Very simple. Davaracha, another pshat, Yitzroi mi bachutz v'zu yitzroi. Davaracha, ze Yitzroi mi bachutz v'zu yitzroi mi bifnim. His need is apparent from the outside. Rashi says, when he needs it, he has a kishoy, and people see, and it's embarrassing to him. So therefore, he's compensated. When she needs it, nobody knows. There's no outward sign. And therefore, she doesn't have the embarrassment factor, and therefore, she is not compensated. She's not compensated as much. That's why his loss is compensated more than her loss. Good? Okay, shkoyach everyone. Hatzlach rabba. Have a good night. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.